Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Abram is the father of the Jewish people, the people of God. It is in this story we discover the destiny of an intertwining between the Jewish people and the pharaohs of Egypt. Take a listen to my second story in my series, The Call of Abram. A great famine had hit the Negev, where Abraham and his family were traveling. To find food, they headed down to Egypt in hopes that there would be plenty of food to buy there. As they neared the city, a great fear came across Abram. His wife, she was outstandingly beautiful, and he was afraid that a powerful Egyptian would kill him and steal his wife. So he concocted a plan. He got his wife to agree that to tell everyone that Sarai was his sister, which was a half-truth, keeping him alive. As he predicted, when they arrived in Egypt, the Pharaoh's officials saw her and were taken in by her beauty. She was the talk of Pharaoh's court. Sarai was not married, so the Pharaoh took her and gave Abram many gifts because she was her brother. Pharaoh gave Abram sheep, oxen, donkeys, camels, servants, and many more things for the privilege of having Sarai as one of his wives. God was not pleased. God struck Pharaoh's household with many plagues because he had taken Abram's wife, Sarai. Pharaoh called Abram into his court. "What have you done to me? Why did you not tell me Sarai was your wife? You said she was your sister, so I took her as my wife. Now, take your wife back and go." Pharaoh commanded that Abram would be escorted out of Egypt with all their possessions, putting him back on his journey, but this time with a whole lot more riches than when he arrived with. Abraham's journey is not over yet, but one that God will protect Abram, and God will bless Abram even if he has difficulty telling the truth or trusting in his new God. Come back and see where Abram's journey will lead him. I hope you'll return to hear my next story here at Lizard Tracks. Send me a text message at 513-440-6171. If you'd like to know how you can support this ministry, text the word support. I'm on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. This is Lizard Tracks.